There is a new medium density apartment being proposed. Its nickname is the Belvedere. Let's learn what it might look like. John Lindsay is the director of Forteza. What's the plan for the Belvedere?
Well, the Belvedere, it's located on the corner of Church and Donald Street in Nelson Bay. We're in the planning phase of developing a 56 apartment project. So we're very excited. The project's been recently declared state significant by the Department of Planning. And hopefully within the next month or so, we'll be lodging our plans for approval.
I understand a project like this been knocking around for a while. Why now?
Well, it's one of the things in our industry at the moment. It's very challenging to make projects work. We've been in discussions with the landowners for a number of years, and over the last 18 months, we've been looking at different concepts and designs, and we've finally landed on something that we think is going to work and that people are going to really respond to. So yeah, we've hit the button and we're ready to go.
What makes it state significant?
You might have noticed, or and some of the listeners might have heard of the Housing Development Authority, which the Minns government brought in last year. And that was to invite landowners and developers to submit to them projects that fitted a particular criteria. And the idea would be that housing developments could be fast-tracked. And our project, we lodged our expression of interest and it fitted the criteria. And we're now in that state significant planning stream.
Okay, so what are the elements of that planning that you hope will be fast-tracked? What gets done quicker because of that?
Well, look, I've been working in the industry for over 20 years now, and one of the challenges we have as developers is the speed of the planning system. And hopefully with the HDA and the state significant designation, it should shorten that period of assessment. Normally we would allow with the local council sort of well over 12 months from the time of submission to when you get your approval. But developers, we're all hoping for our projects that have been declared state significant that timeline should be shortened significantly.
It's a significant addition to, I suppose, the skyline, if you want to put it that way, for Nelson Bay. Do you think it is a portent or a sign of things to come? Do you think that this is sort of the first of many similar developments coming to Nelson Bay?
Well, when we started working on the plans for the project, we were working within the constraints of the local council planning system and what the zonings and heights and densities allow, and that's the plans that we're moving forward with. So I would hope that ours won't be the first or the last, and we'll sort of continue to see the evolution of Nelson Bay.
To people that already live in Nelson Bay and call that place home, they might see a project like this and think this is sort of the loss of something in terms of the maybe the tranquility or certainly the height of buildings and the character of Nelson Bay. What would you say to those people that have some concern or fear about the way that Nelson Bay is going to change because of a building like the Belvedere?
I would say, look, the project such as ours will bring a lot of benefit. You know, obviously there's significant employment during the construction phase. And what we tend to find with projects like these, and look, there are other apartment projects that have been recently completed in Nelson Bay, is that once they're there, people see them go up and they become a part of the streetscape and people end up liking them. I would say to anyone that is concerned that the planning constraints that apply to the site have been well thought out and it would be a good addition to the area.
Someone might want to buy a unit with a view. How do you safeguard the idea that that view stays there if plenty more development is coming around the region?
Well, the way we can safeguard that is to look at the zonings and the heights of the areas surrounding and also the pattern of ownership. So if I was to go and buy an apartment somewhere and it had a view, I would look at what are the buildings in front of me and beside me? Have they already been developed? Are they in, you know, sizable shapes that could be developed? And what are the height limits surrounding me? And look at our project. Given all of those constraints, look, a number of the apartments will have really lovely views over the bay.
Who's going to want to live there?
Well, look, we've actually been bowled over by the level of inquiry. We put up a signboard and hoarding around the site, and we've had hundreds of inquiries from people from Sydney, Newcastle, local people, all registering their interest. So that's been really positive for us, and it's given us some good feedback that we're heading in the right direction.
So given the fast track process that you can now access, when will construction start and when will construction finish?
So we're hoping that we'll be able to be under construction in the first quarter of next year. And look, typically for a project like this, you'd allow about just under 2 years from start to finish. That would mean an early 2028 completion and an early 2026 start. But we'll be waiting to see how this planning process goes. It's a new one. And the skeptic in me would say, gosh, things always take longer than what the government says that it will take. But we're hopeful and we're looking forward to sort of getting into the nuts and bolts of it.
Well, I appreciate your time today. And I dare say as community interest in the project grows, hopefully we can talk some more. Thank you.
That would be great. Thanks, Paul.
John Lindsay, the director of Forteza Group, the developers behind the plan for the Belvedere at Nelson Bay.